Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Chelsea Richmond, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Groceries are really getting expensive, and I understand you've got some tips to maybe lighten that load just a little bit.
That's right. I know if you've been to the grocery store like I've been lately, you know that many of those costs have gone up, and with some of those rising costs, I thought I'd share a few tips this morning on maybe trying to help save a little bit on that grocery bill. The first is, before you actually head to the store, make sure that you check your home food inventory, check your freezer, check your pantries, check your refrigerators, and see what items you maybe already have on hand or things that need to be used before they expire. These may also be fresh foods that need to be eaten soon, or maybe even some items like me, I sometimes tend to forget about, that are in my freezer as well. Another thing is to make sure to check your grocery store ads. A lot of times they run some sales, and that can help you in meal planning and planning accordingly. Consider making a weekly meal plan before you head to the grocery store. And don't forget to think about what you can do with those leftovers as well. For some, like me, that may be brown bagging it for lunch instead of maybe eating out, or thinking about different ways that turn some of those leftovers into another meal. Another thing is to make a grocery list and do your best to stick to it. You may also, sometimes some may want to consider using a grocery store pickup or delivery option. This sometimes can help eliminate items in your cart that you can do without. Sometimes when you're actually in the grocery store, it may be easy to add into the cart when you're walking through the store. And also along that same line, make sure to shop on a full stomach because you're less tempted to make some impulse purchases as well. Another thing is to remember to consider purchasing store brands or name brand alternatives. These options often taste just as good and are very similar to name brand items and can save consumers between 10 and 40% as well. You may also want to consider maybe trying a blind taste test with your family to compare certain items, and you may find that your family members may not even notice the difference. When purchasing in bulk, make sure that it's the most affordable option and most necessary. You're going to want to make sure to look at the unit price of items to help you decide whether or not purchasing in bulk is a good option for you. Another thing when purchasing in bulk is to make sure that you will be able to use those items before they spoil and you have enough storage space to keep those items. When you're thinking about recipes, maybe think outside of the recipe. I know we have all learned to adapt a little bit to supply chain shortages. When an item that's on your list isn't maybe available, consider looking for some other options. In meals such as soups or salads or casseroles, grain foods can usually be swapped, such as rice for barley or potatoes for noodles. You might also want to consider stretching some meat items with plant proteins, maybe by adding beans to a meat-based soup or casseroles to make meats last a little longer, or maybe consider some meatless meals as well. Lastly, don't forget to think about fruits and vegetables. If prices are high on fresh produce, you can consider checking for other options. Frozen vegetables sometimes are usually cheaper per pound than fresh, and they can be steamed or boiled or roasted and added to soups or stir-fries or casseroles or pastas. Fruits that are nearing the end of their life are also great options for smoothies, cobblers, or quick breads. And canned fruits and vegetables can also be great options as well. Make sure to shop for in-season produce for better prices as well. Many fruits and vegetables are going to be in season here soon, and shopping for in-season fruits and vegetables can save consumers between 25 and 30%. If you have additional questions or wanting some more tips on saving at the grocery store, you're always welcome to visit our Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu, or contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826.
Thank you, Chelsea. Every little bit helps, right?
Yes, right.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mara Dezine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.